in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are coming to you live, or at least I am, from the UFC Apex Center as we get ready for another action-packed UFC this weekend. UFC on ESPN. But real quick, let's make sure Matt is still alive.
What up, dude? I should be. Am I on the line? Am I here?
I can hear you.
I'm alive. Hey, well, look at that. I made it through another week.
Only because I haven't been there.
Well, I'm usually alive when you get it back every Wednesday.
Well, that's true. That's true. right out of the blocks. Well, first, before we get out of the blocks, every day there's a passing, and one passing is not, you know, worse than others. I still want to go off on a media thing that I read about the youngster, and I think we talked about it, that died in Orlando. But I was a little surprised. I was in the car yesterday, and the passing of Gilbert Godfrey.
Yeah. I got the legendary figure in Hollywood.
And I don't recognize this name, but I'm going to assume that you do. Cedric McMillan also passed away.
Yeah, huge bodybuilder. Amazing talent and one of the top guys in the world. And young past. And so, yeah, it's an extreme sport. You know, it's kind of one of those things where it has a perception of, because bodybuilding and it's all about aesthetics and cosmetics, that, you know, it's the perfect male body or perfect female physique. But the reality of it is these guys are so full of like hormones and steroids and different things that, you know, really make them vulnerable. And
sure.
And
sure.
It's not like other old wrestlers and, you know, short lifespan is very short.
So was it the sport or was it the fact that he was on a treadmill? Because I'm going to use that as an excuse for not getting on a treadmill.
You know, in the last 2 years since COVID, like a lot of big time name bodybuilders have passed away from cardiac arrest. So there's been some correlation between the vaccine and these bodybuilders that are, you know, that their hearts are already stressed. They already take all the hormones and the testosterone and the anabolic steroids, and it's the heart's already weakened and vulnerable. And for some reason, the vaccine or the COVID is affecting these top level guys. So
now, did you do the research? Did you do the research on that, or did Fauci tell you that, and you're just repeating it?
No, I follow Generation Iron and all the bodybuilding forums, and so those conversations come up every time a big name, you know, a bodybuilder passes away unexpectedly. So, you know, you have some carelessness and you have some reckless people. Like the 5% nutrition frontman, Rich Piana, he died from an opiate overdose. So, you know, there's a very thin line between guys who take anabolic steroids for performance and to do the sport professionally and to maximize their gains and their effort, and those same, you know, morals and values of their self to take prescription and recreational drugs for enjoyment or for coping mechanisms. So Rich's was from an accidental overdose. So we don't really know exactly what happened with Cedric, but there is a lot of talk about the vaccine and COVID in relation to the heart.
I need to ask you a question. You being the tool that you are, when you meet somebody, or when you think you're going to meet somebody, or when you've been told, hey, come on down to the water and you're going to meet X, what kind of expectations do you put on that? Do you know, you know, the name and it's like, okay, I'm not expecting much because he is such a big name? I'm just kind of curious. The first time you met whoever, whether it was Ric Flair or, and I don't want to know yet how it happened, you know, what happened when you met that person. I just want to know what are your expectations when you're going to meet a celebrity, a big name person.
I mean, I think growing up in small town Indiana, Midwest, very conservative family, mother was a teacher, father was an engineer. I didn't know any celebrities. The only celebrity that I even had a chance to know was Don Mattingly from the Yankees.
I was going to say,
of course. Don in baseball was a legend. But, you know, it's one of those things where I grew up in an environment. So in the beginning, growing up as a youngster, you know, just to meet them or to take a photo or to say that I saw them in real life was exciting.
Okay.
But then after I became a household name and a global brand myself, I really look at them like, you know, I'm their equal, or if, or to be honest with you, a lot of the famous people that I've met, that's just a job or a role that they do, you know. And I look at my success as like, I created my own content, I became my own celebrity. And so, like, I look at now more about what the person is behind the gimmick and the image.
Before you continue, I had a big breakfast.
Okay, so, don't throw it up.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw it up if you continue this. Oh my God, you're making
but now I feel it's equally as cool for them to meet me as it as a.
Okay. Luckily, your mic went down. That's perfect. Well, as you know. And I don't know if he hung up on me because, you know, I ripped him, you know, that he thinks he's a celebrity. Came out to Las Vegas for numerous reasons. And are you back?
I'm here.
Okay. So came out, as you know, for a few things. I came out to go to a rock concert of a band that I knew a little bit about. I knew the name. I knew two songs off the top of my head. Rock You Like a Hurricane, obviously one of them. I didn't have high expectations because I didn't know what to expect. So got here on Saturday. I don't even remember what we did once we landed, to be honest. I think we went in eight. Oh, yeah, we did. Ironically, we went straight in eight. And here with Steve Linnae. And we go to meet Mickey D, the former drummer of many bands. You know, we bring up Motorhead, but, you know, he was in other bands. And obviously now the drummer of the Scorpions. And like I told Randy Couture last night, I have never met a nicer human being in my life. I've met, you know, people that are just as nice, but is it the signal here that's bad?
I don't know. Matt, I'm still here. Yeah, well, I'm here.
Then you need to. I think I keep dropping here from the apex, so when we do hit a break, and we'll do it momentarily, I'll go see if we can get on a different wireless. But what I want you to do is you have five questions to ask me to tell me or tell the audience where Mickey D and our little group here went to eat on the first day we met. We're okay. In Las Vegas, sounds Nevada. Like...
Got it.
Go.
Well, knowing you, it's probably a buffet. So,
right.
Is it a buffet?
It is not a buffet. Number one, no.
I mean, like, when you say Mickey's like a nice guy, like, are you talking like nice guys, like in like genuine? Or are you talking like nice guys compared to like other rock stars and their demands? Like Mariah Carey, you know, she makes people pick out certain colors of like Skittles because she doesn't like them.
It has nothing to do with him being a celebrity, but you know, he is a celebrity, but no, this isn't in correlation to other, it's in correlation to other human beings. It's celebrity, teacher, nurse, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, or I'm sorry, guardian.
Okay.
That wasn't funny that I changed it from Indian chief to guardian. All right.
I think, was that an angel joke?
No, it was a Cleveland Indian joke.
Well, I thought you were talking about Guardian Angels, because don't you with an angel this weekend?
I think I don't know. What's the name of the angel song?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm asking.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing or something?
All right, so go ahead. Your first question was wrong.
Okay, so it's not a buffet.
It's not a buffet.
All right. Is it a place inside of a venue? Like, is it inside the stadium? Is it like a?
It is not.
Is it where the concert was held?
Okay.
the pound for pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung Batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes.
Friday, May 20th, Eagle FC returns with some of the biggest names in MMA. Heavyweights clash in the main event as Junior Dos Santos is back.
Oh, my goodness!
He'll take on hard-hitting Jorgen De Castro, plus Thiago Silva takes on Hector Lombard. Watch live and free. Sign up today at EagleFC.com. Eagle FC 48, the legend is back. Junior Dos Santos versus Jorgen De Castro. Friday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Ooh, give me more!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
And having a little internet issue, so I jumped on the old cellular-operated machine, and we'll discuss what I asked you, Matt, as they're trying to fix our internet here. So the question was, the meal that we went to have, the first meal that we went to have with rock superstar, rock legend, Mickey D. Your first question was a buffet. The answer was no. The second question, inside a stadium, arena. I'll even throw you a softball and say shopping center. The answer was no.
Does the heart attack, isn't there a place out in Vegas that does like a heart attack specials, like five burgers and bacon and like a cardiac arrest, and then they spank you if you can't finish it all or something like that?
There is a place that's called the Heart Attack Grill, and no, you are incorrect. That's number three.
Huh. Well, I would say if you guys were in LA, I would definitely say you guys are probably going to go to like Whiskey A Go-Go, because that's like where rock stars go. But to go to eat, oh, was this in the morning or was this in the evening? whether before or after the concert, because that's a big difference. Because a lot of guys eat different.
Yeah, it definitely was not after the concert. I don't even really remember what it meant, but I know it wasn't after the concert.
Was it like 4 a.m. Denny's because there's like nothing else open? Oh. What do you do in Vegas after the casino? It's the burger place, Fat Burger.
Okay. It was not Fat Burger, and I'm even going to throw you another little biscuit. It could be In-N-Out Burger, but no, that the answer is incorrect. Ironically, In-N-Out Burger was the second place that we went to go eat.
So I'm going to take a last, this is my fifth guess, this is my last guess.
This is your last guess.
I'm going to say you went to Pizza Rock by Tony Geminati because, A, it's world-class pizza, and it's got a rock and roll theme behind it.
Didn't even think about that, but I know that Mickey had, or at least I didn't see him eat it, but I know that he had pizza after, or no, it might have been before the show last night. But here it is, and this was surprising to me, even though I'll explain why. We went to, drum roll please, IHOP.
Oh, well, that's why I was asking about the Denny 4 a.m. thing. That's what rock and roll guys do.
No, you said at 4 a.m. like Denny's, you know, and I was going to give you a partial credit because, you know, you sort of fell into it. But they do Swedish crepes there. And we went there, and then there was a line out the door. Somebody that we know got us in right away. And what do? They start playing Scorpion music on the radio as we're sitting there.
So they knew. They knew that was Mickey?
Yeah, they knew.
Oh, wow.
Then we went to In-N-Out Burger. That was our second meal. Our third meal was breakfast at Aria. Our fourth meal was at Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yeah, it was okay. You know, it was all right. You know, if you saw...
Was Ramsey there?
No, Ramsey was not there.
Speaking of restaurants and TV success, have you seen that new show, Rat in the Kitchen?
Rat in the Kitchen?
Yeah, it's called Rat in a Kitchen, and it basically it's like a Top Chef show where the chefs are trying to compete and do their best and make the best food and stay out of elimination, and there's a rat in the group that is there to sabotage people's recipes and like equipment, and like they're there to like sabotage their success, and then, you know, then whatever the final product is, it goes to the judge, and if the rat got over, then the rat gets paid like $7,500 for, you know, sabotaging the meal.
Right.
So, like, messing with recipes, like it's pretty cool concept, you know, because I haven't really got into a TV food show since probably Guy Fieri's, you know, Dive, you know, Triple D. But this was pretty cool.
Well, and something very similar to that, you know, I've seen in two different cases. Gordon Ramsay does that in Hell's Kitchen, you know, when he's trying to get the next, you know, head sous chef or whatever he does for all these restaurants, he'll go towards the very end when he's really trying to eliminate the final three or final four. Each one goes up to the pass, and he'll sabotage a meal to see if they'll catch it.
Wow.
So that's similar. And then there's also one with one of my favorite comedian talk show hosts, Craig Ferguson. And they have six people, and one is, I forget what the word it's called, and you know, they're the liar, and you have to try to catch the liar. If the
like
liar gets all the way to the end, they get the money, and if the other two, you know, catch or them, then they split the money. So very similar.
Yeah, very cool.
All right, so a couple other things to touch base with real quickly, as we're hoping the internet will come back up here. Buccaneer started, you know, guys are now returning to $1. There was a get-together press conference, a podium. We're now back in the locker room, so that's cool. So that went down yesterday.
Well, it's a good thing you're not residing in the city you claim to be born from, because Philadelphia is back on a mask mandate.
Yeah, I would move. I wanted no, absolutely no part of that. And Mike, I do need to bring up and ask you this though. Major League Baseball has been going on now for it started Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 7 days, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Monday was game four of the local team, Tampa Bay Rays.
Yep.
The place looked empty. There was nine people in the game.
It's unreal. I mean, I don't know why this area won't support baseball. I mean, we have everything you need to support a great team. I mean, they're winning, they're young, they're hungry, they have fun playing the game. Right in the heart of downtown St. Pete. I mean, the traffic, the congestion, the number of people that are here now, that are, you know, like, I don't get it. I don't understand why the trap. Maybe it's the venue. Maybe it's just the fact that it's just an old dome, and I mean, maybe it's, you know, if they had a roofless top or a dome that was like with open top, you know, like some of the cities do, and you could open it on beautiful days. And because, you know, let's be honest, in the summertime going to Chicago, you know, go to some of these ballparks, you go shirtless, you go with your girls, go with bikinis on, they're getting sun, they're out drinking, they're having a good time. So it's more about just being outdoors and doing fun stuff than it is about the actual sporting event. And so some cities get the benefit of doing both.
But you can't do that in Florida.
Why can't you do that?
You can't do that in Tampa Bay. You can't.
But they do it. They do it in Florida. The Marlins is an outdoor stadium.
No, it's not.
The Marlins? It's outdoors.
I thought the Marlins retractable.
It might. I don't know. I don't think it is. It might be the new one.
I honestly don't know. But I don't think you can have an open stadium in Florida, in Tampa Bay, in Miami, with the way it rains every day. You know, from 5 to 7, there's 4 to 6, and you just can't do it. The heat and it's a weak. I want to watch my language. It's a weak excuse for people that are saying, I hate the stadium, I hate the owner, I hate the drive across the bridge, I hate. You know, if you're a baseball fan, which I am not, you'll make the effort to go. You know, it's what you like. I think the biggest problem is, and you've kind of addressed a little bit of it, is there's so much to do in Tampa Bay, and nobody's going to go to 81 games or 61 games or 41 games. You know, they'll pick their favorite team. And I still think the Rays are lacking, you know, major fans. You know, they've got some, but they still kind of what Phil Esposito said, I understand you're not going to be a Lightning fan. Come and see your favorite team play the Lightning, and then hopefully the Lightning will become your second favorite team. But that's not the attitude that these Rays have.
And I also think that because spring training is here, you know, because you have the Grapefruit League and you have the Cantaloupe League or whatever it's called, you know, you have so much baseball. What's it called? What's the two leagues?
It's the Grapefruit and what? And the Cactus.
The Cactus, okay. So you got two spring training meccas of the country that have all these teams, Arizona and Florida. So I think we're just desensitized to it. It's like too much availability. You know, you have the Yankees here. You have the Blue Jays here. You have just a short drive down to the Baltimore Orioles and the Red Sox. And the Rays are in Charlotte or in Port Charlotte. So you know, you've got so much baseball, Detroit Tigers and Lakeland, just, you know, 30 minutes away or whatever. So I think there's just a lot of, and I'm not going to talk about your Phillies because they're still mask mandates and I'm mad at them. You know, it's just kind of one of those things where I think maybe because there's too much baseball in the area. And spring training, you get the access to all the top guys that you would during a regular season, except the prices are cheaper. You have access to actually go down and meet them after the game because there's not as many people. And I think it's just a different experience. So I think that hurts the local team a lot.
Miami is retractable, by the way.
It is retractable. Okay. That's great research, Ed. You're a beast on the research. I love that guy.
But it makes sense. You know, if you have to have a retractable, but in Pinellas County in St. Pete, they're not going to pay for it. The owner's not going to pay for it. That's been the problem all along. You can't have an open air stadium in this area. You just can't.
Well, what if we get a new owner like Jeff Vinnick, because he just donated $5 million to build a new football stadium at USF on campus?
Matt, $5 million.
Yes.
That's not $2.5 billion.
I mean, it's on its way. You have to have $5 million to get to $250 billion.
No, it's a good place to start, but you know, the community doesn't want to pay for it.
But what will that do to the program for USF if they do have their own on campus? Like, will that make them a contender in the SEC or ACC or whatever division they're going to be in? Like, will that make them a premier like brand and program in the country?
I believe that it's going to be a problem, an issue. I think it's going to take away from USF, not help. I think sometimes kids will come to USF because it is at an NFL stadium. You can, believe it or not, because it's an NFL stadium, you can drink, you know, during Saturdays, where you can't, you know, have alcohol at college stadiums. So I believe that is to be true, unless you sneak it in. So I really think that it's going to take away. You know, kids are like, I'm playing in an NFL stadium. I'm playing where the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play. I'm playing where there's been 609 Super Bowls, you know, so I really do think it's going to take away. It'll be cool for maybe the students, you know, because of that, just that college atmosphere is different, you know, in those stadiums. But, yeah, I think it's going to take away from it. All right, let's go hit a break. Hopefully I can check back in with the Internet and see if it's gotten better. A lot still to get to. We have two interviews of two fighters that are coming up this weekend, Miguel Baez, TJ Laramie. Both of them coming up second hour. We'll be right back. Coming to you live from the UFC Apex Center, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Oh, baby! And he's looking to finish!
Friday, May 20th, Eagle FC returns with some of the biggest names in MMA. Heavyweights clash in the main event as Junior Dos Santos is back.
Oh, my goodness!
He'll take on hard-hitting Jorgen De Castro, plus Thiago Silva takes on Hector Lombard. Watch live and free. Sign up today at EagleFC.com. Eagle FC 48, the legend is back. Junior Dos Santos versus Jorgen De Castro. Friday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Give me more! I want more!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Expensive.
We are back coming to you live from the Apex Center here in Las Vegas, Nevada, as we get ready for UFC on ESPN. What are you eating? A cheeseburger over there?
What are you talking about? I'm over here. I just got in the car.
Sounded like I'm chomping down.
I'm free.
Oh, okay. A couple other quick things. As predicted by pretty much everyone in the free and not so free world, Henry Cejudo's coming back.
We all knew that was coming.
Well, we figured it, didn't we?
Is anybody really surprised by that?
I think I'm more surprised that he's been gone as long as he has, not the fact that he's coming back.
Is he coming back because his fighter, the Korean Zombie, lost so badly to the champ like that he wants to avenge his loss for him?
No. No, Henry Cejudo's a good kid and all that kind of stuff, blah, 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 blah. He's coming back for himself. He's coming back to be a third division, world champion. That's his goal. Obviously, it's almost like betting against Conor. I'm not betting against Henry Cejudo.
Yeah, I mean, a triple champion. I mean, you can't. He's about to be C4, which is explosive. Randy Harris, if he becomes C4, he's going to have to change all of his nicknames.
I don't think it's four, it's three. You can't count the Olympic gold. It's not the same. Even though I believe the gold is a bigger reward, a bigger title, a bigger whatever than being a champion in any sport, just because of the way I hold the Olympics. I don't know if anybody else does, but I certainly do. All right, so other couple quick things. Sweden beat Canada the other day, which was kind of fun because obviously, Mickey D is from Sweden. His buddy that was kind of helping us and showing us around is from Canada. Mickey's out there waving the Swedish flag and all that kind of stuff. He fell in love, at least that's what I was told, with his gift from Odd Sock Official, which were the Swedish fish socks.
Oh, nice. Are they actually from Sweden? Like the fish?
Yeah, the fish are from Sweden, and they swam over here, in the ocean just so that Mickey could have that. All right, so I got in a little bit
of a... Hold on. Before you go past this story with your vagueness, how about you tell everybody what was the competition in? You said that Sweden and Canada were competing, but in what? What sport?
Well, take a guess. What would be the biggest sporting event for Sweden and Canada combined?
Curling.
Curling, exactly. Curling. So I didn't need to say, curling. If somebody as dumb as you could figure it out without me saying, I didn't think I needed to tell anybody that it was curling.
I mean, I was going to guess hockey because that's the biggest sport.
Yeah. I mean, Sweden obviously is a big hockey country as well, but you were right the first time. All right. So I got in a disagreement with John Robinson while we were here in Las Vegas. Regarding hotel rooms and what is most important in a hotel room. I'm going to ask you, and I limited it with him as well, because if you say too many numbers, then you're going to hit all of the things. Because I can't imagine that there's more than four, maybe five things that even matter in a hotel room. So my question to you, two most important things for you to stay in a hotel room.
When I was a kid or no?
I don't care about when you were a kid. I barely care as you're an adult.
Because when we were kids, man, they used to have a telephone in the Omni Hotel in the bathroom. There was like a phone on the wall mounted, and you could sit on the toilet and use the phone. Like, it was great. It was like way before cell phones. But I think the number one, two things, does location count or no?
It's up to you. If you want to count location as one of the two most important things in a hotel, then do it.
Like in the hotel itself, the most important thing I would say is the bed, because you got to get a good night's sleep. It's got to be spacious. And I would say an AC that works properly or at least one that removes the humidity from the room, because a lot of hotel rooms are stuffy and hot. And so if you walk into a cold room and the bed's king size and it's perfect, that's all you really need.
I think you are going to be very happy with my comment. I think I will extend your contract at least one more week.
Okay. If I survive. Yeah, I'm on a week-to-week kind of thing here with this whole life thing.
All right, I think I'm back. I was just getting ready to... Yeah, I'm back. All right, so I don't know where we dropped, but you and I have the same two, air conditioning. At least my order was air conditioning and bed, so I don't know which order yours was. So John Robinson, who I guess he does fit in as part of our characters, because listen to this stupid answer. The floor. Okay. The floor.
Oh.
The floor. Like a new carpet.
What? I mean, for sanitation? Like, oh, so yeah. It's not nasty, you know.
Yeah, for sanitation.
Sticky floors.
But like I told him, I wouldn't walk on a brand new carpet in a hotel, you know. And we've shared a room. It's
my
odd socks. I'm in my flip-flops. There's been times where I'll take the towels from the bathroom and use two at a time. And, you know, you put one down, you step on it, you take the next one and put it the next one up so that I can jump into the bed, which probably has just as dirty sheets as it does the floor. I get that. But
right. Well, the housekeepers probably use the sheets to clean the floor before you get there.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, his was the floor and the shower.
I'm shocked being the security detail that he is and the big guy that he is, that he wouldn't be prone to stay in a hotel that had a great gym or aquatic center where he could actually work out and get a good workout in.
I've never seen him work out when we're on the road. I know he has a gym at his house. So, yeah, you're right. He is one of those gym guys, one of those gym rats. And speaking of rats.
That's a big – yeah?
No, go ahead. Finish. I'll go after you.
No, I bet he's – a gym is very important for a lot of people on the road because, you know, the routine of nutrition usually broken because they're on the road for business or for vacation. So they eat, things they don't normally eat, and they drink things that they don't usually drink. And so it's hard to stay on your nutrition. So at least having a nice gym, they can still stay on point with their fitness goals.
Yeah. You get the gym for free, you know, well, free. You pay $45 for the right to use a gym. And I don't know anybody who uses the gym other than Jeff Davidson in Las Vegas. But yeah. They're my two important ones. I don't care location. Location is nice, but I don't care. I'd rather make sure the air conditioner works. And do you see anything wrong with as soon as you walk into a hotel room, you put it at 58?
No, not at all.
Yeah, me either.
No way.
He was rolled up like he was in a cocoon. it was kind of funny. Give me your thoughts on, did you see any of the UFC last Saturday? I have to be honest with you, I did not. Because I was at the Scorpions. But what did you see? I know main event was not very competitive. From what I understand, the Coco main, basically where you sit, you know, on this radio show, the Coco main event was a barn burner.
It was unbelievable. Best 3-round fight I think I've ever seen.
Really? Did you think the right person won?
Yes. I thought Cosmo, you know, He did enough to beat Burns. I think he won. I know it's controversial. I think Dana said he thought Burns won, but I thought watching it live, like I thought Cosmo won.
Did you watch every minute of all three rounds? You know where I'm a stickler for that.
Yeah, I watched the entire fight.
Okay, you didn't look away.
And I was on my feet, standing up in front of the TV because it was so action-packed. Like, that's how good it was. I actually stood up off the couch because my wife, being Brazilian, was rooting for Gilbert and was talking crazy that he was going to win. And, like, you know, and I was like, no way. Like, Cosmat's, you know, going to knock him out. He's going to sleep. And then they just kept going, trading punches back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It was just unbelievable.
Now, when she was screaming all of the obscenities, was it in English or Portuguese?
It's a mixture of both.
Okay.
I can only tell because my name's in both sides. So I understand my name in both languages.
Co-main event, Dana believes they got it wrong in that one as well. Give me your thoughts on that one.
Refresh my memory ring Sterling. In. It was a cool match.
That was the Sterling.
Oh, yeah. I thought Sterling dominated that fight. I thought he absolutely controlled. I mean, Peter Yan, first round, you know, controlled the center, and Sterling had to circle and run away from damage. But just Peter Yan got manhandled on the ground. I thought Sterling, any doubt that he was, you know, a fake champ or he didn't deserve or wasn't worthy because of
the disqualification. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
How could you talk about him being a fake champ? Because according to you, he never was a champ.
Well, now he's defended the fake belt that he received as a gift. So now I'm going to give him credit. I think the way he handled that fight, he was dominant. And Yan had nothing for him on the ground. You know, he just had no answers on the ground. So, I think Sterling was a great fight. I thought he did it right. I thought that was definitely Sterling's fight for sure.
I do want to thank the UFC, and I'm saying this, you know, in honesty, but joking, and I feel like I can joke because, you know, it's, I guess he's my nephew in Mickey Gall. One way to keep our Randy Rubb consistent is have both sides, both fighters on the show. It's kind of like the old 900 numbers where they give half the people the Bucks and the other half the Jets, and half those people have to win. Well, we were fortunate enough that we had both fighters, so the Randy Rubb was successful last Saturday.
Yeah, you know, the Randy Rubb is a real thing. I think that's a great strategy for us going forward to keep our percentages high. But yeah, I mean, Mickey got caught. It's the sport is what it is. It was a great fight, and Mike put on a show, and it was great to see. I mean, he's a coach. He's in the sport. He makes people better. He trains them, and to step out of the coaching role and to actually put it in the UFC for his debut against a veteran like Mickey. Hats off to both those guys. They're both amazing warriors. And I think it was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Let's go hit a break. It's a short one. We'll go hit a quick break and we'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Yo, maniacs. Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, we're the Coors Light Twins, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Ole, 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 ole.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Apex Center as we get ready for UFC on ESPN. A couple minutes early, which is awesome. We like surprises. Sitting down with us right now, Matt, Miguel, and I've been practicing this, Baeza.
That's it, Baeza.
Sorry.
That's it. No, perfect.
turn all these up to see what's going on. So, like I was just saying as we were talking, you guys are South Florida, right?
Yeah, we're the gym is actually my gym, my main gym, and my coach next to me, CJ Serhey, his gym is based out of Miami, Florida. I'm originally from Broward, Florida, which is the next county up.
Same thing. Wednesday, always the very beginning of a fight week. What's fight week like for you?
Fight weeks, I don't know, this is like my sixth fight now or seventh fight in the UFC, and like my 12th pro, I fought amateur and everything, and it's just kind of making sure we're doing the right things tactically and strategy wise, and then just cutting the weight really and making sure we're ready to go Saturday.
You know, I ask all the fighters this, is this week like the last week of school? You know, and summer vacation starts Saturday, or is it like, you know, you're counting the time down, or do you try not to think that you're 4 days away, 3 days away from vacation?
I like to think of it as like basically your Saturday's when you have the most fun, like you get to go do your thing, and this is just now, like you did all the hard work, the camp, the training camp, and everything leading up to this final week, and now this is just I'm not even trying to explain it like this. You're kind of just
this
resting up. Yeah, like this is your time to now, like, all right, you did the hard work, rest up. Now, you know, Saturday's, you know, the everything you've prepared for. This is your go time.
I think we're back. Matt, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you hear what Miguel just said?
I did not. I lost the, it dropped out when I said Brown.
You know, like we said, the internet here is struggling. But go ahead, Miguel. Say it again. You don't watch the Food Network channel.
I watch a little Food Network, but mostly I'm on YouTube watching pizza videos and recipes and stuff like that to prepare when I get back home for the feast when I get.
Come to a tour of pizza. I have a pizzeria up in St. Pete, Florida, and I would love to have you and your whole team come up and celebrate and party and make some pizzas. And, you know, I'm the guy who invented the pizza diet. So if you need help cutting weight and you want to keep pizza on the menu during your weight cut, I can help you with all that through a scientific approach of tracking macronutrients.
And pizza. If you ate ice cream every day for 12 hours and rode a bike from, you know, Coral Gables, you know.
that bike ride won't last too long, yeah.
You know, exactly. So that's kind of, you know, his little gimmick. But we do need to get you, you know, to town. You know, it's great gyms. You talked about Matt Arroyo and all that kind of stuff. Craziest, funniest thing that's ever happened during one of your fights, whether it's to you, for you, from you?
Craziest or funniest thing? Well, I guess basically how I got my nickname, Caramel Thunder. I was in the amateurs, and you know, we're preparing for a fight. I'm in the back, and before, you know, they announce us, like this is like an hour or two before the fight, the announcer comes up to us and asks, you know, like, so any nicknames, any like anything that you want me to like introduce you as? And I was like, I don't know. There was always been nicknames thrown around. Like, they were really bad. Like, I mean, like the killer. You know, it was just really like. Typical,
right?
Like
Terminator.
Yeah, the Terminator, the Puerto Rican, something like, you know, with what, like, you know, being Puerto Rican. But I'm like, no, man, I'm not using those at all. Please don't call me any of that. You know.
Right.
So we all kind of looked at each other, like, nah, like we have no nicknames for him. So just Miguel Baeza when you introduce him. So you know, cut to the fight. They announce me, and I'm walking out. They go Miguel, and then it's a kind of muddled a little bit. Baeza. And I didn't even realize it was just as I was walking out, you know, and I make it to the ring. The other guy makes it to the ring. We're in the cage. And again, he goes, all right, in this corner, Miguel. And then this time I hear a little clearer, Caramel Baeza. And then that's when I look at my corner. I'm looking around like, what is he calling me? You know, and then my coach here next to me just kind of gives me a shrug. He's like, you know, like we're in the fight. Like, forget about it. Like, yeah, well, whatever. All right, cool. You know, fight goes on, I win, and then they announce it, Miguel, and then this is the most clear I heard it, Miguel, Caramel Thunder Baeza, and then again, he raised my hand, I kind of look around, like, and I look at my corner again, I'm like, did he just call me Caramel Thunder? And then they're just like, I guess. Like, yeah, that's, you know, that's what they're calling you now, and then since the refs introduced me, I'm sorry, the announcer introduced me as Caramel Thunder. The my family and friends that were there for that fight start chanting Caramel Thunder, and I'm kind of like waving them off, like, no, that's not my name, you know.
Right.
But they keep going, and then after the fight, it just became a running joke that I was Caramel Thunder. And I fought it off. Everybody thinks like I picked that name. I did not want, you know, like that wasn't something that I was like, hey, your coach, call me Caramel Thunder. You know, like he probably looked at me funny, like, what? You know, like that's like sounds like a daytime stripper. What are you talking about? Caramel Thunder, you know? So, and you know, for another minute, I call another, you know what I mean? It just, you know, like, no, I'm not calling you that. But the more I fought it, the more the name stuck. Right. So then it became, oh, shut up, Caramel Thunder, you know? It's up, Thunder, you know? And it was me, like, dude, you know, like, but. Again, the more I fought it, the more it just like stuck. And at that point, like after months, I was like, "All right, I'm Caramel Thunder."
So now, when you come to Vegas, you fight on Saturday. Will you do what is it, Magic Mike or Mike Mountain or whatever?
Yeah, Magic Miguel. Yeah, Magic Miguel.
Oh, okay, Magic Miguel. Do you collect, you know, anything? Whether it's memorabilia, whether it's, you know, clothing, shoes.
I'm not much of a collector, no, just because I feel like it's a really easy way for me to start getting like cluttered, you know what I mean? Like, and I don't mean that in a negative way. It's just
no, you do. No, it's okay. No, you do. And my wife's listening. Go, yep, that's true.
Yeah, that's my mind starts to yeah. But I am a big fan of college football and like the Miami Hurricanes, so I follow them a lot. Like that's like yeah. So I have some I have some things in my room with a. You know, football jacket and stuff like that, too.
So I was going to throw some names out that I'm tight with, former University of Miami. But, again, they played before you were born.
Oh, okay.
So whether you know who Warren Sapp is
or not. Yeah, Warren Sapp, yeah.
Warren's one of my closest friends who wants to start getting into some training.
Really?
Yeah. So, matter of fact, he was going to have an MMA fight.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Now, again, these are names you probably won't know, but a former teammate of his, Chidi Ahanotu, and him have had beef since they played in the 90s.
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
And they wanted to fight, and Chidi wanted to box, and Warren wants to MMA because he wants to do things that you're not legally allowed to do.
Right.
You know, and it just hasn't happened. But he does want to start, you know, learning and getting into some MMA. Man,
go for it. I actually have a friend who's in the NFL now. His name's Jonathan Feliciano. We actually grew up together in Broward, and he went to the University of Miami. So it was, like, cool. Like, hey, man, that guy's, like, living a childhood dream. Got drafted. He's actually playing for the Giants now. And, man, like, he started coming into the gym. He wanted to fight. I'm like, yo, you'd kill him, man. These guys are, like, huge, 6'4", 300. They have to cut down to 265, you know? Athletes, like, yeah, man, like, if they jump into that, I think they're going to do great.
I brought many, 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 many years ago, his name was John McLaughlin, and he was yelling to Dana, hey, Dana, you know, I want to grapple with Randy Couture, who I was with last night. And Dana's like, no, Randy fights on Saturday, but we'll have you grapple with Gil Castillo, who was a welterweight. John was 6'3". He was a defensive lineman gunner. And so they put him, Gil puts him in a knee bar, and they're screaming, stop, stop, stop. And, you know, now all the MMA guys are like, ah, see, we are tough.
Yeah.
So then Gil put him in a rear naked, and John stood up and fell backwards and almost crushed him.
Yeah, those guys are big boys.
They definitely are massive. Tell me a little bit about your opponent, how much you know about your opponent. And I always ask this, does this even matter about your opponent? Is it more about what you're going to do on Saturday?
So, yeah, I know some about my opponent. You know, I know he's a tough guy, and he's going to come, he's going to come running and gunning. He really wants to, you know, throw down. But as to Saturday, it's just more about what the game plan that I implement and my will and being focused and staying on that and you know, just making sure I do what I do. I can't be worried about what he's doing.
Sure.
I got to be able to, you know, control what I'm doing.
You have a couple more minutes. We'll hit the top of the hour, and then we'll finish up. All right, coming to you live from the Apex Center here in Las Vegas, this is Knockout Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Rock Newman, and when I'm in Tampa, I listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life,
If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.